Greece seeks international aid.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou has formally asked for help today. His country is mired in debt, and it hasn't been able to borrow to pay off that debt. And the next step is for the European Union and International Monetary Fund to pull the trigger on a more than $50 billion aid package. Marketplace Europe correspondent Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the very latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
We've been hearing about the Greek troubles now for months and months. So what triggered today's official request?
The government in Athens had no choice but to request this loan package, which was already agreed. Things have gone from bad to worse for Greece in recent days. Figures out yesterday showed a budget deficit of almost 14%, much worse than expected. Moody's, the rating agency, cut its credit rating. And the interest rate on 10-year Greek government bonds hit almost 9%. Simon Tilford of the Centre for European Reform says that's unsustainable.
Interest rates of that level are ruinous for Greece. Basically, the markets are saying this country is effectively insolvent.
So, Stephen, if they get this money, will that save the day?
Well, if they do get this loan package, Tilford says it'll get Greece through the immediate crisis. Athens will be able to, for the rest of the year, borrow at a lower rate than investors are prepared to lend at. But the fundamental problem remains. Investors want Greece to cut its deficit. The country is cutting public spending to get the deficit down, but that's making the recession worse. That means lower tax revenues, and that means a bigger budget deficit. The country's caught in a vicious cycle. It's a downward spiral, which Tilford says can only end in default.
All right. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard with that, reporting live from London this morning. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Steve.
Greece's credit ratings are awful. That's why the country can't borrow at reasonable rates, as you heard. Now, this morning, a Senate subcommittee says ratings agencies are partly responsible for the financial crisis. Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch were supposed to be referees in the mortgage-backed security game, but those refs have been accused of taking bribes, and accusations are flying that there was too close of a relationship between agencies and the banks. Marketplace's Gregory Warner has been keeping an eye on that story. He's with us live this morning from Philadelphia to talk about it. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
How close was this relationship between the credit ratings agencies and the banks?
It was pretty close. I mean, a lot of what we know now about that relationship is from these internal emails sent by credit rating agency employees. And in one email, this is back in 2006, an S&P employee compared his coworkers to hostages who have internalized the ideology of their kidnappers. He wrote that they had become so dependent on banks for fees that they developed Stockholm syndrome.
How widespread was this, Gregory? Did every credit rating agency have the same problem?
Well, credit rating agencies were competing against each other for business, so it was in their interest to keep banks happy. I reached Bill Brown of Duke Law School at home this morning.
As soon as they gave a very high rating to a deal, bankers and other people would come to them with another deal. As a result of this sort of feedback loop, the rating agencies were at the very core of pyramiding our debt out of control.
The rest of the story, of course, is that by 2007, the agency started correcting their estimates and downgrading lots of ratings. According to the panel, that triggered a massive sell-off and helped cause the collapse of the subprime market.
So they've upgraded during the boom. Now they've downgraded in the bust. Have we solved anything?
Well, I mean, the financial reform bill that's coming up for debate in the Senate next week does take some steps to make them more accountable. It allows investors, for instance, to sue agencies for shoddy ratings. But others say the reform bill doesn't go far enough if it doesn't solve this basic conflict of interest where the rating companies are paid by the people they're rating.
Okay. Marketplace's Gregory Warner with us this live this morning from Philadelphia. Gregory, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Let's check numbers. All right, markets are up in Europe right now because of Greece's request for debt help. That's helping stocks go higher today, about 1%. Asian shares were mixed today. Not much movement on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow added about 9 points to close at 11,134. And things we know as durable goods, cars and other big ticket items fell sharply last month.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the new Harvard Business Review, a source of smart thinking for today's business world. The revival of smart begins at hbr.org. by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The governor of Arizona has a big decision to make by tomorrow afternoon, either veto the toughest immigration bill in the nation or allow it to become law. Jill Barshay reports.
This Arizona bill would require the police to check the status of people they suspect to be illegals. About 2 million, or 30% of Arizona's residents, are Hispanic. Most of them, more than 1.5 million, are here legally. John Boyd runs the Boyd Company. He advises big corporations on where to locate their facilities. He says the timing could not be worse.
We're in a recession. Arizona businesses have enough problems right now.
Boyd worries that businesses like food processors will stop coming to Arizona.
It was certainly an advantage to have access to cheap workers, to do jobs that no one else wants to do. This bill may interfere with that immigration and hurt the diverse, rich labor market and increased operating costs.
Boyd says business leaders are bracing for a drop in tourism and for national Hispanic groups to organize boycotts. Republican Governor Jan Brewer has a pro-business reputation, but she's also up for re-election this November. I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
And finally, it's been a week of airport chaos in Northern Europe because of that Icelandic volcano whose name no one can pronounce. Because of wind patterns and weather systems, the ash cloud grounded planes all the way from London to Amsterdam to Frankfurt. The shutdowns cost more than $2 billion. But only now is Iceland being affected by it. Airports there are closed today because winds have died down and that ash cloud is hanging around Reykjavik. I guess that volcano feels right at home right now. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.